Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, December 14th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage. It's Sunday morning. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for coming in this morning. Thanks for being a part of the show. Hope you're getting something out of it. You know, last week we talked about Christmas coming from Thanksgiving into Christmas season and how exciting that can be. But there's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of different things that come at us, from shopping to gift giving to Christmas parties to endless amounts of food and whatever it may be. But it's a fun time of year and a festive time of year as we're all traveling around. But we can also get, you know, in situations where it's not good. We may have, issues with people in traffic or at the shopping malls or the wait at a restaurant's too long. And, you know, there's also, it's a hard time of year for people that have lost loved ones. And I'm sensitive to that as well. So just going to kind of unpack that a little bit more this morning, talking about perspective and talking about, you know, how do we get through this thing called life? How do we deal with the stuff that comes at us, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent? But what keeps us even keeled? And we're going to read in Luke chapter 6 this morning, and it's kind of continuing a theme I've been doing for myself, reading a chapter a day in the book of Luke. If you start on December 1st and read a chapter a day, every day in the book of Luke, by the time you get to Christmas Eve, you'll be finished with the book of Luke. So I was issued that challenge back at the end of November. I said, I'll do it. So anything I talk about probably this next few weeks is going to be based on what I've been reading in Luke. And so hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you. And hope you're doing well wherever you are this morning. Whatever it is you got going on, just keep on keeping on and keep putting one foot in front of the other and put a smile on your face, because that makes life a whole lot more enjoyable anyway. So grab a cup of coffee, kick back, relax, enjoy some tunes, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. Luke chapter 6, verse 37 says this: Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Just a great reminder. I came across that, you know, last week, one day I was reading, I guess it would have been December 6th, if you haven't broken the code. We talked about if you read a chapter a day in the book of Luke, starting on December 1st, there's 24 chapters. So when you get to Christmas Eve, you'll be finished with the book of Luke and just have a good perspective on the life of Christ and what all he did. So heard that and decided I was going to be a part of that this December. So I've been trying to read every day a chapter a day in the book of Luke. And I thought that one struck me pretty well. It was just talking about basically do unto others as you'd have done unto you, kind of the golden rule. But we're going to talk about that today, just about judgment and condemnation and forgiveness. And I just think that's, you know, so much, we go through so much of that in life, whether we're on one side of that coin or the other. But we saw that happen in Jesus's life. You know, he was judged, he was condemned, or so they thought. And then he issued forgiveness. So it really is those three things are very intertwined in the gospel and why Jesus came to us and to save us. And if you can hear my voice right now and you don't know that, I want you to know that Jesus loves you and that he died for you and he died for me. And all he wants is a relationship with us. And I just find it so cool. Here we come into Christmas season. It's the birth of Jesus. And some people try to discount that and say, Jesus isn't this, Jesus isn't that. I don't know that I believe in all that. We base our calendar off of him, and we have Christmas because of him. And just in honor of that, you know, trust him. See, give it a shot. If you've never trusted him, if you've never asked him for salvation or grace or any of that, he extends the grace. All you got to do is reach out and grab it, and he'll give it to you. And so if you've never tried that, give it to him today. Give it to him for his birthday. I mean, we focus a lot on, hey, it's Christmas, and yes, it's Jesus's birthday, but why do we give each other gifts? And what do we give Jesus? And, you know, how do we give Jesus something if he's not physically here? You know, we give him our heart, we give him our will, we give him our surrender. And I think when we do that, he begins to use us to shape the world and to shape those people around us into a positive situation. So again, Luke 6, don't judge, don't condemn, and forgive others. I mean, that's pretty basic. We're going to talk more about that, each one of those segments, when in the next coming hours as we go throughout the show, but just sit back and relax and take some time to reflect, not only this morning, but over this next week and the next couple of weeks. As man, we're less than 2 weeks from Christmas. Here we go. I hope you got all your Christmas shopping done, but just try to take some time and sit back and ponder and think and reflect on what's it all about. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Why do I interact with people? Why do I do what I do? Y'all, that's where I am this Christmas season as we get ready. I'm no preacher. I'm nobody important. I'm just sharing with you what God's laid on my heart and what he's got me doing. This seems like for the last several months I've been sharing with you guys is just slowing down and sitting on the back porch for 30 minutes and just enjoying quiet. And specifically in this crazy time of December and with all the parties and all the work events and the customers I've got to see and the Christmas cards and all the stuff that goes along, the busyness of the season, if you will, we just need to also take some time to look for him in this season, because that's who it's all about. Jesus loves you. Keep on smiling. How many of you guys out there want to be judged? How many of you like to be judged? I know I certainly don't. First part of Luke 6:37 says this, "Do not judge and you will not be judged." I know I don't want to be judged, but I know that I'm pretty stinking good at judging others. I mean, it may be innocent and it may be from across the way or somebody that I've ever never met in my life. Somebody in the store, somebody that looks different from me, somebody that acts different from me, somebody that talks differently than me. I'm pretty bad about judging others, and I think that's a human characteristic that we all do, and I think that's kind of how we process what comes at us in life, is we have to be, you know, we have to have a good judgment gene, if whatever you want to call that. But I think when we take it in context of what Jesus is talking about here about judgment, it's that bad judgment. So, well, so-and-so did this, and so they can't do that. Or, you know, it's that begrudgingly judgment, right? It's that just bad and putting people down, almost a bully type of a judgment. And Jesus tells us right there, if we don't want to be judged, don't judge others. And I issued this challenge to myself the other day. I said, how long can I go? Can I go a whole day without judging somebody? And I'll tell you, the answer is absolutely not. I'm terrible at it. But try that this week and see, you know, just try not to judge people. And only you know the answer to that question. And only you can answer, you know, yeah, I may have played it off well, like I wasn't being judgmental in that situation. But you might have been thinking something, or you might have been, I don't really know if I trust what that individual's saying. Or maybe it's the other way. Maybe you trust somebody or judge somebody in a good way, and they may not deserve that type of trust or judgment. But just try to eliminate that this week, the judgment, and just see what changes. And just what I'm trying to do is pray and go, God, help me not to be so judgmental today. And help me realize when I am being judgmental so I know when to correct that. And I know when not to do that. I know when I'm more tired. I know when I'm cranky or hungry. I mean, those kind of go together. Hangry, as they say. That's typically when I get pretty judgmental or whatever you want to call it. My filter wears thin, and I don't hold back like I should. And it's just, we got to be careful with that. Because again, this is all about perspective, and this is all about how we can get along with one another and how we can encourage one another. So that's where I'm coming from. If I want to try to encourage some people, or I'm trying to be a good citizen or a good neighbor or a good whatever it is, I don't need to be judgmental. Because you know what? I'm not the judge. Heard that saying years ago. I'm not the judge or the jury, I'm just the witness. And I think that's great advice. Are you a judge? Are you the jury? No, you're the witness. So just show up and tell people about Jesus and witness for him, and he'll do great things in your life. Don't get wrapped up in all that judgment. Hey, keep on hanging in there. It's Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. Glad you're being a part of the show, and I hope you're getting something out of it. We'll be back here in just a few minutes to talk about condemnation on the other side. Won't that be fun? Welcome back in. The second part of Luke 6:37 says, "Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned." I wanted to look that word up on my Merriam-Webster app on my phone, and just condemn says to declare reprehensible, wrong, or evil. Condemnation had words like blame, censure, sentence, doom, just not a good thing. And those were all words that I felt like I knew what condemnation meant, but I just wanted to have some descriptors there because, you know, condemnation is not fun, right? Have you ever felt that? Have you ever been blamed for something? Have you ever felt like it was just a sense of doom and there's no way out of this situation, or what I did or that certain person did was so reprehensible or wrong or evil? You know, condemnation is that, it's almost like judgment, right? It's that to declare reprehensible, wrong, or evil. So there is judgment and condemnation, and they go together. And the condemnation is going to be when that judgment is really, really bad. And there's been people throughout the world history that were condemned, and they didn't deserve to be. And there's people that got through life and weren't condemned, but they absolutely should have been. And so I just think it's interesting that the second part of this verse, we talked about judgment in the beginning, where now we're talking about condemnation, and they go hand in hand. You know, we deserve condemnation. We deserve doom because we're sinners, because we're scoundrels, right? And before Jesus came along, you know, they had to do animal sacrifices, blood sacrifices, and all that kind of stuff. And I was talking to some guys the other day about that and just what those temples must have looked like. When you really think about all the animal sacrifices, it had to be the perfect animal, you know, no blemishes and all that. And just, man, how really kind of gross that would be with all that blood and all those animal. Anyway, it was probably not a very sanitary area in that part of the temple when they had to do all these sacrifices, animal sacrifices. And this is pre-Jesus. And so Jesus comes along, and he is the sacrifice for the rest of mankind going forward. And I'm so thankful for that. And he did that because he didn't want us to be condemned. He knew we were going to be judged. You see, when we get to heaven, we're all going to be asked something along the lines of, I believe to be, what did you do with what I gave you? And when you tell him, it's not really going to, whoever you are, it's really not going to add up to a whole lot. And the bad is probably going to outweigh the good, or vice versa. I don't know exactly how all that works, but we deserve, after the judgment, we deserve condemnation. But we're not going to get it because of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. He laid down his life for us, and he gave it so that we wouldn't be condemned and that we would not spend eternity separated from him. So I think it's pretty cool what we're building here in this verse. I think the whole gospel and the idea of Jesus and his gospel and what his ministry here on this earth was is setting up these three phases. We've talked about the judgment. We're talking about condemnation right now. We're going to be judged. And we should be condemned, but thankfully because of Jesus Christ, we're not. And we're going to talk about in the next segment why that is and what that's all about. So hang in there, keep on keeping on, and come back with us here in just a few minutes. Glad you're being a part on Sunday morning. The last part of Luke 6:37 says, forgive and you will be forgiven. How many of you guys have ever been forgiven? Isn't it a good feeling? I mean, it's not a good feeling while you're there and while you're in a situation and you have to have the need to be forgiven. But once you're in it and you kind of fess up, and you, even if you don't fess up, but you get forgiveness. I mean, it's just like a clean slate. It's like, whoo, that weight off my back, off my shoulders. I'm not going to forget it, but I don't have to worry about that. And it's just, man, I need to kind of let it go, and it's not a forget it, but it's just let it go and remember it, but don't hold on to it, if that makes sense. And the reason you gotta kind of remember it is so you don't repeat that same thing, whatever it is that you did. But when somebody forgives me, whether, you know, growing up, being my parents, my friends, now my spouse, my kids, or coworkers, so if I mess up, man, I usually am pretty good about admitting that. And when somebody says, man, I forgive you, it's like, all right, cool, it's all gone. And the ultimate forgiveness is what Jesus did for us. You know, y'all, he came to this earth and he lived a perfect life, a sinless life. And then he died a horrific death on the cross for us because of our judgment and because of our condemnation. But yet he forgave us. And he hung on that cross and he died that excruciatingly painful death so that we could spend eternity with him and not separated from him, which would be absolutely hell to be in eternity without God and without Jesus and without being in the presence of the Lord. But he gave himself because he loves us so much. And if you've never heard that or you don't know that, I want you to know it. It's true. And I've lived a long enough life to know that, man, when I'm tuned in and I'm prayed up and I'm in the Word, man, God blesses my life. And I believe everything in God's Word to be the truth. And so forgiveness is a big part of what the Christian faith is all about. you know, I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve grace. I don't deserve eternal life with him. I don't deserve to be forgiven. But yet he tells us right here, forgive and you will be forgiven. I don't know about you guys, but man, I don't want to stand there in the presence of the Lord one day and he look at me as I'm walking in and I don't know what exactly how it's going to look or what exactly he's going to say. But again, I think it's going to be something along the lines of, hey, what did you do with what I gave you, Shaw? I gave you an opportunity to do this. Did you do it? Hopefully I'm going to say, yes, Lord, or I did it for you. But if he really takes an accounting of everything that I've done my entire life, man, I don't deserve to be in his presence, let alone in eternity with him forever. But that's the awesome part of it, is that he loves us so much that he wants us to be a part of it. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. He just wants us to be his. So give him what you got this morning. And you know what? It's his birthday. So lean into him a little bit more this December. Trust him a little bit more and thank him a little bit more, and he'll bless you for it. All right, so what's it all about? Luke 6:37. Don't judge and you won't be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. You know, it's kind of cool, but it kind of hit me about halfway through this. But the judgment, we deserve. The condemnation, we deserve. The forgiveness, we don't deserve. But as we talked about in the last segment, that's what it's all about. And y'all, that is called grace. That is absolute grace. And to me, as we move into to Christmas and as we're getting ready for all the gift giving and the families and the parties and all the fun stuff that go along with it, don't forget about the grace. Because that's what Jesus, the birth of Jesus, was all about. It was setting up that forgiveness and that grace and that love and that mercy that he just pours out on us. And y'all, that's all we've got to do is receive it. But it's all about grace to me. And I don't know where else you can go. I mean, I can't buy it. I can't earn my salvation. I can't trade for it. I can't negotiate it. All I can do is say, God, yes, thank you. I'm a scoundrel. I'm a sinner. Save me. Take over my life. Here I am. And you know, when you do that, he's going to come into your life. The Holy Spirit will change you from the inside out. But you got to mean it, and you got to trust him. And when you do, look out, because he's going to take you on a ride, and it's going to be a fun one. It'll be one I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be anything like you dream it will be. Some good, some bad, some compared to what you think it's going to be. But I will tell you this, when you give your life to him, there'll never be a doubt another day in your life that you are in the hand of the creator of the universe, and he will never, ever let you go because he loves you. So hang on to that this Christmas. Sing Jingle Bells, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Oh Holy Night. Sing all the Christmas carols. Go to the Christmas parties. Give gifts. I'm not saying don't do that, but just spend some time with him this holiday season as we get closer to Christmas. And just talk to him and just thank him for that grace, because, y'all, that's what it's all about. Extend grace to somebody, too. Is there somebody in your life you're struggling with, somebody you're mad at, somebody you're holding a grievance against, or somebody that's holding a grudge against you or that's mad at you? Reach out to that individual. It's a great time. Everybody's a little more welcoming around the holidays, but reach out and extend grace to somebody and receive grace if it's extended to you. Hope you're blessed. Hope you're having a good day. Keep on smiling, because happy people make happy people. Right, so there you go, folks. Luke 6:37, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Kind of a simple message today as we're talking and just going through it, but it's just a reiteration of what God's continued to lay on my heart the last several months. And I find it so cool that when you stay in God's word and you read God's word, it just seems to continue to back. The last thing I read will back up the next thing I read, will back up the next thing I read. And I just find that so cool. And I've really enjoyed being in the book of Luke. Again, if you don't have something to read, something to spend some time in the Word this month, here we are. It's almost halfway over through the month. But the book of Luke, somebody told me that if you read a chapter a day starting on December 1st, by the time you get to the end of Christmas Eve, you'll be done with the book of Luke. And so try that if you don't have something to read, and see what God does. See how he uses Luke to encourage you and to speak to you and to inspire your life. Because, you know, what are we really doing here? Are we just going through the rat race? Are we trying to see how many things we can collect? Are we trying to see how big of a house we can build and how nice a car or what, how much money I can put in my bank account? Hey, that's all fun stuff, and there's nothing wrong with it. But what are we doing? Are we encouraging one another, or are we judging one another? Are we helping one another and praising one another, or are we condemning one another? Are we holding those grudges until we just know we're going to be right and that other person's going to be wrong? Or are we forgiving? God tells us right here in that scripture this morning, we got to get rid of all that stuff. Because you know what? If we judge, if we condemn, and if we don't forgive, that's just going to hold our own hearts prisoner, right? It's just going to lock us up. And we're the only ones that are going to be mad. I know that's how it operates in my life. It usually, if I've got a grudge against somebody, they don't typically even know it. And so let all that stuff go. Life's not meant to be all stewed up and stoved up and mad and irritated all the time. Man, life's meant to be fun. Life's meant to be full of joy. Life is meant to be like, put a smile on your face and go tell people, hey, Jesus loves you, because he does. And there's nothing else that matters. When we all draw our last breath and we stand before him in that day of judgment, and he looks at me and he looks at you and he says, what did you do with what I gave you? What's your answer going to be? And I've had people tell me, hey, you know, I don't know if I believe all that. I think it's just fade to black when we die, and it's just you take your last breath, and that's it, game over. Well, okay, what if it is? Well, then I guess the game's just over. If you're right, I guess that's the deal. But what if I'm right? What if we do stand before him one day, as I believe we will, and he says, Shaw, what did you do with what I gave you? Am I going to be, see what happened was, or am I going to say, God, I messed up a lot, but I think I got it right a few times thanks to your grace and your love and your mercy. So think about that. Think about his life and what he came here to do, and what he came here to bring you is eternal life with him. And that's why he was born on Christmas Day. And we know the stories, and we know in the manger and the wise men, and every bit of that is so cool and so supernatural, and it is just God. But I think we take that story for granted sometimes. I want to just focus on the next couple of weeks about how powerful that is, that he came and he was born as a man, as a baby, so that he could live a perfect life, a sinless, blameless life. And then he knew he was going to be judged. He knew he was going to be condemned. He knew he was going to be condemned wrongfully, but he kept going forward. And he knew that he was going to hang on that cross. Can you imagine knowing in 33 years, I'm going to live a perfect life and I'm going to hang on a cross and I'm going to die and it's going to be brutal and I'm basically going to suffocate. But yet, you know what? I love the human race so much that I'm willing to do it. And he did it anyway. That's a Savior. That's my Jesus. Do you know him? If you don't, pray to him and find him, because that's all he wants is you. Thanks for being a part this morning on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.